Good morning, Christ Center. It's Tuesday, October 21st, and we are in week 7 of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 12, 13 through 17. Then they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to Jesus to trap him in his words. When they came, they said to him, "Teacher, we know you are truthful and don't care what anyone thinks, nor do you show partiality, but teach the way of God truthfully. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought a coin. "Whose image and inscription is this?" he asked them. "Caesar's," they replied. Jesus told them, "Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him.
Thank you, Janelle. I'm here with Janelle and Joshua this morning. This is kind of a funny passage because these guys are clearly coming in to butter him up. We've all, as parents, had someone that's come, or Janelle as an aunt, you know, people coming to you, your kids are, "Wow, man, Dad, you're just the best."
You know? Thanks, Aunt Nell. You're so cool.
And clearly, they're about to ask,
"What do you want?"
Yeah, right? So they're buttering him up, hoping, I think, in this case, to sort of catch him off guard a little bit. They're, first of all, let's notice, We have different groups being represented here. Most of the time we've been dealing here in the past little bit, because he's been in Jerusalem, we're dealing with chief priests, and the priests are working in the temple, and Sadducees, and they're in the temple. Here we have Pharisees, and there are Pharisees in Jerusalem, but you know they work in the synagogues, so they're not quite as central. And then Herodians, and Herodians are, that's a sect that they're more loyal to Rome. So they're a little bit closer to the Sadducees. But the point is, they're bringing these two representatives of an outside group here that already like vehemently disagree with one another on this issue. Joshua, why?
Well, I mean, the whole point of this, first it's amazing, right? It's like, what is it? The enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
That's what's happening here, is they're aligned in their plot and desire to trap Jesus and to see him killed. I mean, this is the motivation behind all this. We're going to get him publicly stuck, and then it's just going to add more fodder to do away with this guy who's threatening our authority, our influence, our structures. We just got to get rid of him. So they're all in this together, and they create, which essentially, a catch-22. No matter which way he answers this, if he says they shouldn't pay taxes, he's going to be in trouble. If he says they should pay in taxes, he's going to be in trouble. So this is foolproof. These guys are excited.
It's a pretty good plot they've got here. You have to hand it to them. It's pretty smart. These imperial taxes, this was a huge flashpoint for the Jewish people, especially in Judea, because they had to pay these taxes. This wasn't like the temple tax or something. This was like paying tax to Caesar and Rome. And so this was actually the reason, I talked about this in a sermon a couple of weeks ago when we had Judas the Galilean, who had this revolt against Rome. And this is where the sect of the Zealots actually started. It was over taxation to Caesar. So all the crowds are here. Everybody's got an opinion. You say it's a catch-22. Let's just flesh that out a little bit. If he says, yes, you need to pay taxes, what's going to happen?
So if he says you do have to pay taxes, then all of the Jews, virtually all the Jews, are opposed to this. So they're going to be upset with him. "Jesus, you're saying we're supposed to do this. We're doing it, but we're doing it under duress. We are opposed to this. And now you're saying that lawfully we should have to do it." Because they didn't say, "What do you think?" They said, "Which is lawful, Jesus?
Yeah.
You're not partial. So your impartial opinion about this being lawful, we're going to hold you to that, which means the Jews will hate you." Or he says...
Right. Well, just pause right there. Just remember, he's in the temple and there's crowds all around that are hanging on his every word. So you have a whole bunch of people from Judea here that really do not want him to answer yes. It's lawful, okay? So continue, the other side of it?
The flip side is that they are ruled by Rome. So then he says, absolutely not, that's not lawful. The Jews are excited, but the Romans are like, you're going down, buddy. Like, we're gonna, we're gonna do away with you. You're not gonna come in and say that we have illegitimate rule, illegitimate tax here.
The tension in all of these scenes is easy to, it's easy to forget because Mark isn't fleshing out as much. Like, you have Roman soldiers that are very scared that any moment revolt is going to happen. You have these huge crowds that really want that to happen. You have all of this stuff going on. So the leaders here are orchestrating this catch-22 to what end, Joshua?
The whole point here is that no matter what, he's going to be condemned.
Right.
No matter what, they have a reason to essentially indict him and bring him either before Rome or bring him before the Jewish council. There's no good way out of this. And then I'm just chomping at the bit to get into what Jesus does.
So what does Jesus do?
He turns it on its head in such a brilliant way, this whole argument, and he goes above all of it and asks them whose image and inscription is on the coin.
Right.
And they say, well, Caesar's. And then he says, okay, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, which is pretty incredible there because, first of all, this is the Son of God. All authority has been given through God. And at this time, Caesar has actually been given authority for this brief moment in history. And on the coins is his image. So I think there's a little wink at the fact is like, yep, this has been given to Caesar for a time. But then the brilliant stroke, give to God the things that are God's. And I believe that the inference here is, whose image do you bear?
Yeah.
That you guys are image bearers of God himself. So yeah, Caesar can have these coins that have a picture of him. Give that to him. But give to God that which is God's, on whose image you bear.
Yeah, and I would also pull that out a little bit. Remember the setting. Remember that he's just gone into the temple and said, like, this is my father's house. Look what you guys have done to it. Look what you've done. This belongs to my father. And then someone brings him a coin and says, yeah, okay, give to Caesar's whatever Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. And I actually saw this in, it was an animated story to, I don't remember the name of it, but it was this little detail. And they must have had a wonderful theologian behind this, because I think this is very possible. When Jesus said this, they had him motioning to the temple. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's, but to God what is God's. And he motions to the whole temple. And I thought, wow, that is so interesting. I wonder if Jesus actually did that. So I think it has multiple applications here. It's you, it's also the temple. So don't be quibbling over little things like imperial taxation if you are withholding yourselves and the holiest place from God.
Yeah, that's a really good observation. I love that. I love the last line of verse 17, and they were utterly amazed at him. Like, you can see both sides just going, well, crap. He did it again. I just love that so much. How many times has that happened to me? Oy, well, crap.
Yeah, yeah, clearly their trap didn't work. Their trap didn't work. He saw it. He saw right through it, and he managed to make a really profound point in the process that I'm sure convicted a lot of people there. And if you're a part of the crowd, I wonder, am I satisfied by that? I'm impressed. That's what I am. I'm really, really impressed, because no matter what they throw at him, he doesn't get trapped. Maybe I'm kind of wishing he said no, but still, even though he did.
Still impressive.
It's still impressive. Janelle, can you pray a blessing over us this morning?
God, thank you for your word. Thank you for how you speak to us, even when we have to dig to find out what you're saying. And Lord, I ask that as we go today, you would bless our family with further understanding, with joy to dig into the scripture, and with revelation like we've not had before. Thank you for the privilege of doing this journey together. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.